It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A local dual language charter middle school is still taking applications for their spring semester classes, which began this week. Emily Guerra talked with La Academia Dolores Huerta interim head administrator Sylvie Galvan de Lucero to learn more.
Why did you select Dolores Huerta as the name for the charter middle school?
Because Dolores Huerta is a name and a person who to this day embodies empowerment, fighting for low-income communities and promoting leadership among those communities. So we wanted to have a role model for our students that would help support that vision that we have for them. So they can see that here, this woman, Dolores Huerta, who was fortunate enough to work side by side with Cesar Chavez, who was also a great defender of empowerment within our low-income Hispanic communities. Here they have a role model in the school that they go to that they can continually work towards moving forward.
It's a charter middle school.
Correct. We are a public charter middle school serving grades 6 through 8. So for people who don't understand how the charter school system works, it's just another option of a school of choice. We are not a private school. We do not charge tuition in any way, shape, or form. It is a free public charter school. But being a charter affords us a little more independence as far as some of our course offerings. So, for example, one of our focuses at La Academia is enriching the multicultural backgrounds of our students. So we are able to offer courses such as ballet folklorico, mariachi, and conjunto. And this year we've added in our creative digital media to the course offerings as well. It's really been exciting to watch that program grow and develop. We have students learning, you know, how to film, how to edit, how to record. It's brought out some personalities in our students that I've never seen before. They were very quiet and very timid, and now they're super excited to be directing and writing scripts and, you know, setting up little photo shoots or video shoots and doing research and interviewing other teachers and community members so that they can put together this weekly news report.
What about the STEM programs? Do they focus a lot on that as well? Science, technology, math?
Yes, we do incorporate all of those programs within STEM, the science, technology, education, math, and now we have what you call STEAM. So science, technology, engineering, and arts in mathematics. So we like to combine that within our programs with our performing arts, as we mentioned. We have the folklorico, the music classes as well. So all of those, we're always looking for ways to intertwine our curriculum with our math and our science classes that supports what we're doing in the arts as well, and vice versa. Sometimes you find that magic key that helps the students to make that connection where they may have been struggling with math before or science before. Now through music and through dance, they can see those connections on how the body moves or how sound waves carry or, you know, how counts and measures are broken up. So all of those things really help to support our STEAM program.
And are all the classes bilingual?
Well, yes and no. All of our core classes are taught in a week-to-week alternate program, as the state requires, for Spanish and English. But we try and make sure that all of our classes are taught at minimum 50-50, so there is a constant alternating between the courses.
And do you have students that come in that don't know Spanish at all?
We do, both ways. We have students that come in that don't know Spanish at all, and we have students that come in that don't know English at all. We have our English language learners as well. So we do offer courses to support them as well. We have a Spanish language arts class, which supports the reading, the writing, the grammar, everything you would learn in an English language arts. We're reinforcing that in Spanish language arts. So those students who don't speak any Spanish will, of course, start in our level one course and move their way up through to the end. And vice versa, for our English language learners, we do have our ELL classes as well that support their language development in the English language.
You've been around since 2004. Many of these students then might have already gone on to NMSU. Have you had a lot of graduates?
We have had a lot of students that have gone on and graduated. We have some that have come back to work for us now as teachers and as staff. So it's really neat to see that kind of circle grow, you know, after being around for several years. To watch those students grow and develop is really amazing. Then we also have our governing council, which is made up of multiple members of the community as well, businessmen, educators, other members of the community that are involved in civic engagement that support the vision and the mission of La Academia. We are currently enrolling students in grades 6th, 7th, and 8th for the spring semester. It's never too late. We have an open door policy at our school.
And they can find out more on your website?
Yes, you can go to ladh.org for more information about La Academia. And we are located at 400 West Bell Avenue down in the Mesilla Park area. Or you can also find a Facebook page for us. It's LADH, LADH.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Sylvie Galvan de Lucero at our website, krwg.org. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way. And remember, you can keep updated all the weekend long at our website, krwg.org. We're on social media as well. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and also subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel.